This is Generation Justice, a multimedia project that trains youth to harness the power of media. I'm Barbara Ramirez.
And I'm Edgar Cruz. Recently, the Trump administration announced their plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, otherwise known as DACA, a blow to thousands of families who sought after protection and opportunity in this country.
Tonight, we're honoring the stories of the immigrant and refugee families in New Mexico.
Families who, after fleeing war, refugee camps, and economic hardship, have started new lives here in the land of enchantment. These stories were gathered in partnership with the City of Albuquerque's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs.
Because music heals, we will start things off with a song that speaks to the refugee experience. Here's Ahmed by Loki featuring Michael Leal.
His young life was as delicate as the wing of a butterfly and as fragile as a spider's web. For him we cry, 'cause when he dies, we will do. Did Ahmed not deserve a life? Ahmed never hurt a fly. Ahmed never knew the politicians he was murdered by. Certain times Ahmed wished that he could be a bird and fly beyond the sky, escape the curse of birth that he was burdened by.
In spite of the fear of deportation, Guillermo brought his family to the United States from Chihuahua, Mexico, in the hopes of making a better life and providing more opportunity for his children.
Along with his wife and four children, Guillermo faced the challenge of finding reliable employment. Now, he and his family are slowly working toward their goals of having success in careers and education.
Now, we will hear Guillermo's story translated by his son Jason.
Bueno, mi nombre es Guillermo. Nací en Ciudad Madero, Chihuahua.
My name is Guillermo. I'm from Madera, Chihuahua.
De ahí me moví a Ciudad Juárez, donde empecé a trabajar. Bueno,
then I came to Ciudad Juárez for 11 years, and then, well, some moments happened, and I lost my job.
Fue que estuve un año sin trabajo, bueno, trabajando en.
And I didn't have a job for about a year, while I was working as a mechanic, whatever I found. And that's when I decided to come to the United States.
Llegué aquí a Albuquerque, Nuevo México.
Then I came to Albuquerque, New Mexico with my nephew, working as a mechanic, not on a stable job, just with people that I know that had mechanic jobs.
Bueno, y ya después de un año de estar aquí.
And after a year of being here, struggling, that's when my family moved here. I was living on a mobile home, very, very small, and we were a lot, so we didn't fit. A good friend offered a little room where we lived, very crowded.
Bueno, entonces nos cambiamos ahí a ese cuartito. Me ofrecieron trabajar como ayudante en de delivery.
We moved to the little room. Then they offered me to work. We delivered bread. There was more wages coming in. I continued working as a mechanic on my free time.
Pues ya mi familia llegó aquí. Llegó mi esposa. Dos hijas, Michelle y Nubia, y Jason.
My family got here. My wife came, and two daughters, Michelle and Nubia, and Jason. And they were little still. Michelle had 11, Jason 9, and Nubia 5 or 3, I think.
Ahora ya están grandes y tenemos una nueva integrante que se llama Alejandra, que es la más traviesa.
Now they're big, and now we have a new member whose name is Alejandra, and she's a troublemaker.
Bueno, ya después traje mi propio camión. No mi propio camión, solo, sí. Trabajando ya como chofer con más sueldo.
After I had my own truck, just by myself, working as a driver, having a better salary, we were able to get our own house where we can be, not having our own room, but at least two for room. From there, we continue working a little bit more. Now everyone works, but before that, I was the only one working. Now all the family works, since Jason, Michelle, and my wife are working now.
Y ha mejorado un poco. El estar aquí en Estados Unidos, yo
everything has gotten better. Being here in the United States, I think it's a big opportunity when you know how to make the best of it.
Porque si venimos, a eso venimos, a superarnos, no hacer.
Because if we come, that's what we come for, to progress.
Pues cosas malas, ¿verdad? Sino superarnos, y eso es lo que venimos.
Not to do bad things, and I think we're getting there.
Ahora sí ya soy dueño de mi propio.
And now I'm the owner of my own route.
Hasta ahorita, gracias a Dios.
Until now, thanks to God.
Bueno, sí, lo que más extraño de México y es, como dijera, los familiares.
What I miss the most from Mexico is the family, the places that I used to go to, and so many things that sometimes one gets nostalgic just for thinking that we can go back and we wish we could.
Pues sí es extraña, pero yo creo que el sacrificio se vive bien aquí.
It is missed, but I think that the sacrifice of being here is really worth it. The United States is a really beautiful place with a lot of opportunities, but you'll never forget your roots. They're inside of you.
Pues dejé a mis hermanos, sí. Mis padres pues ya no.
I left my family. My parents are gone, but my brothers and sisters are still there. What hurts the most is when they passed away and you can't go be with them. 3 years ago, my sister passed away and I couldn't leave.
Eso es. Son todos nada más. Pero espero un día poder regresar.
I wish one day I'm able to return and be able to come back.
Mis aspiraciones y sueños han sido muchos. Poco a poco muchos se han logrado, ¿verdad? Faltan todavía otros de lograrse. No tenemos mucho, pero vivimos bien, sí, que es lo más importante. Yo quiero que mis hijos se superen, que tengan una carrera, que se valgan por ellos solos, que no sufran lo que nosotros sufrimos, sí.
My dreams and aspirations have been many, but little by little some have been achieved, but there are others to achieve. We don't have a lot, but we have a good life, and that's the most important thing. I want my children to succeed, to have a career, to value themselves, and not suffer what we suffered.
La falta de oportunidades es lo que nos hace estar aquí, sí.
The lack of opportunity is why we're here. And here, we have been given the opportunity, and we shall make the best of it, because that's what we came for. They say, you're given very few opportunities in your life, and if you don't take them, they go away, and they never come back.
Aspiraciones son, pues formar una familia de profesionistas, sí, que todos tengan escuela, que sean, pues unos quieren ser ingenieros, otros quieren ser arquitectos, dependiendo. Ahorita sus sueños son.
My inspirations are to build a family of professionals that they all have education. Some want to be engineers, architects. I think that we're raising good children. Until this day, they're very hard workers. I don't know. My inspirations are to have my family united and successful.
Que se siente aquí en Estados Unidos, o sentimos nosotros los inmigrantes, es que se nos va a separar.
The fear that we have here in the United States, or that we feel as immigrants, is that we are going to be separated. The fear is that someday, for some reason, I'll be sent back to Mexico, and I won't be able to fulfill my children's dreams, because I think I'm not going to be able to give them the same thing that I'm giving them here.
El mensaje que yo quisiera darle a todos los
My message to the president and to the governors of this country is that we came here to work and not to create damage. We cannot be judged for just a few who have done wrong or made bad decisions. Not all of us are the same. We came to work and to be successful. We want them to think about it and to give us a chance to demonstrate that we are here to give our best. We didn't come here to take anything from anyone. We came here to give our best. And I hope they can give us the opportunity and the support.
pero tenemos muchos, somos muchas las personas que no tenemos ningún récord. Sí, nosotros tratamos de ir.
But we're a lot of people who don't have any record, that try to go by the letter of the law, respect everything they say, comply with our taxes, and we do everything. Hopefully they give us an opportunity to demonstrate that we're here to give and not to take anything away.
Pues no sé si sirva.
I don't know if this words or my story will help to make a difference, because my story is very common like many others. We all come here with the same dreams and aspirations. Many of us achieve them, but I thank all of you, and I hope this is useful.
Muchas gracias, Guillermo. En Generation Justice sabemos que hay muchas personas que, al igual que tú, vienen a este país para contribuir y respetar las leyes. Todos somos importantes y tu historia demuestra valentía y deseos de superación.
En parte de nuestra comunidad, nuevamente le damos las gracias a Guillermo y a su hijo Jason por compartir su experiencia y batallas en los Estados Unidos. I think too many Americans are too eager to dismiss the profound struggles of immigrant families. Our determination to discover a land of opportunity is reduced by a criminal narrative. Guillermo represents courage, the will to persist regardless of the institutional structures that deem his status illegal.
Now, here's Los Mandados by Vicente Fernández. Our next story tonight is from Shafika Hamid, who left Afghanistan as a refugee and has been in the U.S. for more than 9 months.
Shafika escaped her country because of ongoing war, but as a refugee in Pakistan and later Indonesia before entering the United States, she still experienced a path trickled with life-threatening violence. Now, we'll listen to Shafika's story, narrated by her friend Sara Diva.
I have been refugee for 22 years.
Afghanistan kamadim Pakistan majir budum. Az Pakistan ki burshdum da Indonesia madim majir budum. Az Indonesia burshdum Amerika madim Amerika majirim.
When I left Afghanistan to Pakistan, I was refugee in Pakistan, and then when I left Pakistan to Indonesia, I was refugee in Indonesia. And now when I left Indonesia to USA, I'm still refugee here. My name is Shafika Hamid. I'm from Afghanistan, province Ghazni, and my village name is Jaghori. I have 6 children, 2 sons and 4 daughters. My 3 daughters are in Pakistan. They are married, and 1 daughter is with me. And I have 2 sons. One is in Australia and one is in Iran. I came to America about 9 months ago. First, I go to Indonesia, and then I came from there to United States. There was war in Afghanistan. There was no peace in Afghanistan, and my husband died, and I was alone with my children. So I couldn't live in fear and war and this bombing everywhere. So that's why I left my country to Pakistan.
دیگه د افغانستان کې څه بمباری زیات بود چنګا میمات ولی خانه مون داس اکتاز خانه خپل مشه د کوه مرفتي که څنګه پټ مشه دي کی اس خاطر کی چنګا من جا د جایز مو میمات چنګا
There was war in Afghanistan, and tanks were come to our home, and we had to go away from our home to hide ourselves in a mountain behind boulders, and that's why I left my country, Afghanistan. The photo you are seeing, it's mine, and I been through this. I was in the bus, and there was a bomb blast, and all my face and head was full of small glasses, and my eyes and my face all were injured because of that bomb blast. This happened in the 21st January 2014 in Pakistan. First, when I came to Pakistan, it was good, a little safe, 19 years ago. But later on, bomb blast in this. That's why Pakistan was not safe for me to stay there. And I left Pakistan for Indonesia, and from Indonesia to America. When first I come to America, it was very hard for me adjusting because it was a new country for me, and I didn't know anyone. It was I had a language problem. I couldn't talk and understand anyone, and I was sad at first. What it is like being a refugee for me is I'm away from my country. It is like away from my home, and I'm like homeless without a country, and I have a hard time going to doctor, and I have hard time to understand language. I have problem with language, and
doctor came.
I called doctor to I have problem with my eyes, but they say no, don't come. And if I don't have problem in my eyes, why I want to go to doctor? I have problem in my eyes. That's why my eyesight is getting weak. That's why I want to come, but the doctor from hospital said don't come.
Maslan naminji kasta makimajirasto. دیگه ول دزما چیز خوبه کی اینجا رامیشه آرامیشه جنگ نیه کسمر نموگه کی
The good thing about being a refugee is that I'm at peace here, no war here, and nobody bother me, and I have freedom.
ما آرزو همی دایندخ فکر نمیکنم تا خودم زندگی مام خوب باشم امینجی
My dreams for future is to have a peaceful life, and my daughters study here and have a bright future here.
ماز مردم بلکرکی میخوایم خوب مهربان باشد.
I want people of Albuquerque be kind to us and help us and take us to the doctor. Help me with my treatment. And be kind to us.
Shafika, we respect the journey you have embarked on for protection. The hardship of leaving members of your family behind is insurmountable, and we're incredibly thankful for allowing us to share your experience.
Thank you so much, Shafika. It is not easy to move from your home country in search of peace and safety.
Before we join our last guests for the evening, here is Hallelujah by Alicia Keys.
Can go where the lonely river flows, where fear ends and faith begins. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
tonight we are honoring the many stories of our refugee and immigrant families in New Mexico.
We have just heard the brave and inspirational stories from Guillermo, an immigrant from Mexico, and Shafika, refugee from Afghanistan.
Our last story tonight comes from Janvier Sabiyumva, narrated by Rick Jackson. Janvier, who at the age of 22 had spent 20 years in a refugee camp in Rwanda.
Nitwa Janvier Nsabiyumva, nkaba nkomoka muri Congo, ariho navukiye.
Janvier Nsabiyumva, I'm from Congo, and then I was in a refugee camp in Rwanda for about 20 years. I am 22 years old. I've been in Abakuki for about 10 months. This is where pretty much for now my life is based. My family left the Congo or now because they were looking something as different. The only thing they were looking was to be somewhere peaceful. There was not any hope to leave Congo anymore, to stay in the Congo, because it was the war and then its people were dying. They decided to try to find somewhere they can live peaceful. My parents left the Congo. I don't know exactly how old they were, but as I know, we were a family of five, my dad, my mom, and I and the two of my sisters. My family lived in a tough life in the camp because they have it to struggle thinking where we're going to feed the kid. So my family lived in a tent. We're all in one tent. And then the most of the thing you can never believe is living life and not knowing how you're going to survive tomorrow. So you may find something to eat now, but you don't know exactly what it's next meal is going to be. But we lived in that moment where you just, whenever time comes, whatever they have, that's what you're going to feed. But there is no way they could think tomorrow we're going to eat this and then tomorrow we're cooking this. So it was a tough moment, knowing you live a life and not knowing what is tomorrow for you. Life in the camp, we lived by knowing the United States, that the United Nations is like does provide for refugees. But you can't believe how, like, if they give you a couple pounds for, you don't even know how many months we take them to come back. It was a tough moment in knowing there is no other way we can find, even if we were able just to do a little work, but we're not allowed because of the identification we have. We're not allowed to get out and go get some other job or doing something to help family, parents just for get something to eat. But I seen some other people, even they were involved in somebody's stuff like going stealing, but the only thing I'm thankful, no one of my family know they use like those kind of way to steal, because to try to find a way to survive. But it's something you cannot imagine. If they give you 5 pounds of rice or beans, not knowing next time how much they're going to bring. They may be a couple pounds like sugar, but how long it's going to last. So we're not able to do any other work to support the families. Those kind of food we're given with UNHCR, it was really limited when then not knowing when they're going to come back. You can imagine how you only have one tent. You don't know when you can get a new one if it comes to the rain. So there is no way to protect yourself or the parent to protect the kid. So either you just try to stay wherever it is, and then in the morning, if there is a sun, they can put a clothes outside just to dry. But it was where you cannot it's unsafe anyway for the little kid or the people. If it's cold, there is no other way you can go. It's the only thing you have is the tent. And then it gets old, and then if you don't have, even in the morning, the way you can try to fix it, just prepare yourself to prevent kid getting wet the next night. But it rains a lot, and then it was those moments where sometimes it rains at night, you have to wake up because you can't sleep in the water.
Ubundi ubuzima bw'inkambi buragoranye cyane. Nk'urugero umwana ariga.
One of the hardest moments was not being able to attend school like some other kid, knowing the best school your parent has to pay out of pocket. So we didn't have that chance and be able to go to school like other kid. And then I was very scary having sisters, knowing there were some people, girls who were escaping the camp to just go do prostitution, get some money. But no one of my sister did, not even me. There was no way just to think about leaving my parent and then go do some other stuff. So it was hard for me to just be there, accept the life we've been in, and not having a chance to go to the same school with some other kid who their parents were able to support them and then put them in the school they want to go to. There was a moment where I couldn't imagine how our future is going to look like. We started a process in 2010 with having our family, including my dad. So, but he got sick in 2014 and then he passed away. So I didn't know if we still have a chance, but knowing he was a household member of our family, so he was the one who pretty much, we were too little, we didn't even speak a lot. He was the one who they were doing the first interview, but he passed away. It was a tough moment. We could ask ourselves how it's going to go, and then knowing we don't have our dad anymore. But I can only thank God, who knows what we went through within all those process. They didn't dismiss the case because my dad passed away. We went to the immigration, and then we went to the checkup, medical, those kind of stuff, knowing there was even some families who the last moment they couldn't come, knowing some people were having some other issues, some sickness or some other issue related to their cases. But my family and I, we were lucky. Even if our daddy passed away, our process went through at the end. And the last step, we were told we were going to United States.
Ubundi hano ari ibintu byiza ngenda mpura nabyo bitandukanye cyane cyane n'ibintu.
The good or positive moment being here is knowing I can support my family as I want, and then we can have all fun and enjoy moments. Now, sleeping with those kind of idea, holding those refugee memories, and not knowing if we can be able to buy same food like as a kid in it, or we can go to school, we can go to shopping like other families. So the positive thing is knowing we can provide to ourselves like everybody has, and then have fun like every single one. My hope and my dream as well is knowing I'm able, with the government support or what I can support myself, knowing I can attend the school I want, I can get a degree I want, I can change my life as I educated myself. The message I can give to people who live in New Mexico or being refugees or non-refugees, first of all, we started with the government. I really thank New Mexico State having idea to help refugees, welcome them in different way. I wish they can increase the number of refugees. Help a lot of people. There is a thousand people still behind in refugee camp. We would like to see them be like us, because some of them, their families and friends, We thank New Mexico State really helping us reaching our dream, changing our life, whatever happened. I don't know exactly who and who did what, but I just thank New Mexico State just for having us and then helping us feel as normal people, as a human again, helping us dream as we're supposed to dream, helping us like draw our future. And to the people who are refugees, I just want to tell them to understand there is a struggle in every single moment. The learning require some moment to really work hard to try to accomplish those. There is nothing knowing you kind of having those rough moments, but try to be self-sufficient and try to be like others, like to accomplish as many as you can. It's not easy, I understand. So it requires a lot of extra effort to do it, but it's doable. I will just tell all those other refugees to keep working hard, not holding the past memory, but try to look at the future and then change their life the way they expect it to do.
Thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Janvier. We appreciate your persistence.
Again, Janvier, we thank you for your inspiring message for refugees in the state of New Mexico. I hope your treacherous path to this country is one that is heard and understood by those with privilege who have never had to experience anything like this.
We bring to you some music by Alex Boy. Here's More Than a Refugee, followed by Nacho y Los Fantásticos with Valiente.
Well, I am walking down the corridors of time, feeling like the skin isn't mine. Every bird is sweet as snowfield sky, and I'm wondering if I'll ever fly.
Viva Venezuela, mi patria bella. Ya casi rompo las cadenas, ya casi grito que llegó la libertad.
Que llegó la libertad.
Siento que mi alma estará llena y mi corazón también en paz.
We've come to the end of another great show. We'd like to thank our guests, Guillermo, Shafika Hamid, and Janvier Sabiyumva, for sharing their time and stories with us. Also, their translators, Guillermo's son Jason, Shafika's friend Sara, and Rick Jackson, who translated for Janvier.
Production assistant for tonight's show came from Alden Bruce, Camaria Umi, Jonathan Alonso, Kateri Zuni, and Roberta Rael.
A big thanks to the City of Albuquerque's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs. And thanks to all of our youth producers, we could not do what we do without you.
Generation Justice would also like to thank KUNM for helping to bring you, KUNM listeners, the voices of young people in New Mexico.
Stay connected with us. Check out our website, generationjustice.org, where you can listen to all of our past radio programs, see music playlists, read our blogs, watch videos, and so much more. Our podcasts are available on iTunes, so be sure to subscribe and rate us.
We're also active on social media, so make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, with additional funding from the McCune Foundation, Conalma Health Foundation, the Albuquerque Community Foundation, and, of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and clicking Donate. I'm Edgar Cruz.
And I'm Barbara Ramirez. Coming up on KUNM is Spoken Word, so stay tuned and join us next Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Before you go, we want to thank KUNM for bringing youth voices into spaces where they are not normally heard. To support KUNM, visit KUNM.org and click Donate. Nos
vemos. I got one job, two job, three when I need them. I got five roommates in this one studio, but I never really see them. And we all came America trying to get a lap dance from Lady Freedom. But now Lady Liberty.
liberties, acting like Hillary Banks with a prenup. Man, I was brave, sailing on graves. Don't think I didn't notice those tombstones disguised as waves. I'm no dummy. Here's something funny. You could be an immigrant without. He traded his guns for love, but he's caught in the crossfire.